right, travel with us to the beautiful apple orchard area called Oak Glen. Have any of you been? It's a beautiful place nestled in the San Bernardino Mountains, northeast of Yucaipa, somewhat close to Beaumont. It's 15 miles east of San Bernardino at elevation 4,700 feet. It has all four seasons and hosts the Apple Blossom Festival in April and the Apple Butter Festival in November. The median age is 60 to 20% is in under poverty. 80 grand is the median income, 84% is white, 6% Hispanic, 5% Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander. And 2% are Asian and 2% African American. The overall crime grade is C, and the estimated population is 625. So basically, there are two major ranches, the Los Rios and the Riley Ranch. There's a lot of other little apple orchards around, but the Rileys moved to Oak Glen in 78. They bought acres from Blackie Wilshire, son of Oak Glen pioneer Joe Wilshire, who first settled in Oak Glen in 1871. Eventually, the Rileys were learning how to care for all the heirloom apple trees, as well as building a log home. After a few years, they thought it would be great to open it to the public. And so visitors started coming to the orchards and they started participating in old-fashioned hoedown dances, pressing cider by hand, picking varieties of apples. In 1987, they added more acreage, originally owned by the Wilshire family, now by the Rileys, the Dennis parents. And now they began the adventure into renovating the apple packing shed for dinner dances, starting school tour programs, hosting several special events. And now they have all sorts of activities at the Rileys Ranch. Los Rios first began in 1906 when Howard Rivers, a grower, packer, and shipper from the Pasadena area, purchased property from the Wilshires. And they began to expand to include more apples. He planted the largest apple orchard in all of SoCal, many of it that are still in production today. It became as the place to get truckloads of mile-high grown apples. Fruit from the ranch has been shipped locally and globally for years. It expanded to took hold in the 50s. Soon there was a sales barn, bakery, picnic areas, cider operations. And if you've been there, it's a beautiful place to go. They have a you pick vegetables during the fall and all sorts of other beautiful things. In addition, in 1995, the Wildlands Conservancy purchased a part of the ranch from the descendants of the Rivers in an effort to save some of the area there, which is a beautiful area to trail to go on. And they have some beautiful little ponds. They worked diligently to return some of the land to native habitat, and they expanded trails with outdoor education programs. They have had over a million children visit and have some activities for them to be part of during school time. And they've learned about wildlife and wildland and animal life. It's absolutely beautiful. In the winter and spring, they began negotiations to join forces that would enable the Conservancy to focus its efforts on preservations. And that's what it is today. Father God, we pray for Oak Glen. There is no church in Oak Glen, but there is an Oak Glen Christian Conference Center. So we pray for the retreats to bring people again. It was closed during the pandemic. We pray for intercessors to arise, to be encouraged, and to claim this area for your kingdom. We pray for evangelism explosion, a boldness in the sharing of their faith, lives to be transformed by the gospel, protection from the floods. They do have issues with that, and from fires, which they had recently, a year ago, and that they're able to bounce back from those recent fires and flooding. We pray for Bible studies to erupt and happen during the week, since most of the people work weekends to cater to the tourism. We pray for the crime stats. That's the violent crime is C, property C plus, and the other is D plus. Vandalism is at 11%, drug at 5, and so is theft. We pray for these to decrease in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for both ranches to be protected and to flourish and to bring people. It's a beautiful place. A lot of people have a lot of fun, and we pray for it to continue to be that. But we do pray for revival to happen in this beautiful little place called Oak Glen, in Jesus' name.